Lag BaOmer is coming up, and certainly for many, that's a day associated with the Torah of Rashbi. It's a day associated with the world of Pnimius HaTorah, of Sodos HaTorah, and it's a time worthy of a degree of thought. Rav Itchmayer has dedicated a lot of his life towards Pnimius HaTorah and showing the scope and impact of the Sodos of Torah. And what I want to try to do is point out, I think it's a ha'ara of his in a couple of different places, the Kutiyam Chachma and Chilak Beis, they quote from a bunch of his different drushes on this topic, and we'll try to at least develop a particular mahalach and idea. We'll add a couple of anecdotes I think that are intriguing and important, and let me begin by pointing out as follows. We know that there are different levels and different areas of interpretation. There is pshat, there is remez, there is drash, and there is sod, and that there are different levels of looking at Torah. One of the questions that often comes up, and this is Stam, a debate in general, is what's included in the world of Pshat, and what's included in the world of Drush, what's included in the world of Remez, and what's included in the world in the world of Sod. Generally speaking, in looking at the Chiluk between those things, there are particular names or Svarim that you associate as being in one area as opposed to being in another area. So the Rashbam, or the Ibn Ezra, would typically be associated with the world of Pshat. You're talking about a figure or a sefer, so he's the pshat person. When it comes to Torah HaKabbalah, to Torah HaSod, so unsurprisingly, you're going to hear names like the Ari HaKadosh and Rashbi, and you're going to hear certain people who are more intensely, and there, and Kisvei HaAri, more people, the Zohar, who are associated with the world of Pnimius and Sodos HaTorah, different figures. We know also that that's overly simplistic, and that there are a lot of Sfarim that it'd be hard to tell, you know, it's a work of X or it's a work of Y. You know, how exactly do you want to define the Maharal is an intriguing question. What is the Maharal? What is Mesilas Yesharim is an intriguing question. Is it so clear that it's not a Sefer of Kabbalah? You know, certainly Rav Yerucham and there are others who claim if you know Kabbalah, it's a Sefer. What is Rambam? You know, like where does that fall out on different things? On the, where are different Sfarim and Chumash? Where's Rashi al Torah? Different people in different ways. And we look at it that way. The same thing is true, Derech Agav, in the world of learning Gemara. There are certain things associated with Gemara Bikias. There's certain things learned with Gemara Bi'ian. There are figures or Sfarim associated with that. One of the Torahs that Itchmayer introduces is the idea that that is the wrong way to think about the distinction between Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. It is the wrong way to think about things. Rav Lichtenstein, I remember once in a Musar Shmuz, spoke about that's the wrong way to distinguish between Lumdus, between Ian and Bikias also. It has much less to do, points out Rav Itchmayer. He quotes here that the Baal Shem HaKadosh used to say, like, please don't learn Kabbalah in superficial ways. Don't learn Kabbalah. You can learn Torah HaNister in a way which is totally, totally Bikias and totally on a level of Pshat. A person can open up a Zohar, and they're reading a Zohar really quickly, and they say, that's called Pnimius HaTorah. That's not called Pnimius HaTorah. It's a text of Pnimius HaTorah, but it's not called Pnimius. And the reverse is also true. A person can learn Gemara, and you can learn Gemara on a level of Pshat, you can learn Gemara on a level of Remez, or you can learn Gemara, and that's called Sod, and that's called the Secrets of Torah. I remember hearing once, years ago, Rav Lachman said over, I must have been having Shana Ben, I was in KBY for Shabbos, and he said over, it was a great line, Rav Lachman Keyadua feels a connection to the world of Ishbitz and Radzin, and he quoted a line from the Radzin, or Gershon Henachlan in the Baal Techelas, that Gershon Henachlan, I think it's who he's quoting, that the minhag by some of the Chassidim is to learn on Shabbos Pnimius HaTorah. Shabbos Pnimius HaTorah, during the week we learn Nigla. So Keyadua, the Radziner, was a massive, massive Talmid Chacham and Torah Nigla. Also, what he didn't sit in Taros is Yadua. So the Radziner is sitting there, and he's learning on Shabbos Nigla. So one of the Chassidim comes over to the Radziner and says to the Radziner, I don't get it. He said, how come you're learning Nigla on Shabbos? So that Shabbos we learn Nister. So the Radziner said, my Nigla is your Nister. My Nigla is your Nister. What I'm learning when I learn Gemara, that's called Nister. That's called Nister also. It isn't about the text. It is very much about the way that you learn it. So if Lichtenstein in the parallel smooth was talking about that as far as Bikias and Ian. You could learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, or Gemara, Tosfos, and all that we've shown him. It's not Pashto that one is called Bikias and one is called Ian. If you learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos well, deeply, with serious analysis, that's called Ian. And if you amass lists of Shitas, so in Echanami, you see every Ritva, Rashba, Meiri. Are you sure it's not called Bikias? You know, what? It's about analysis and the way that you do it, more so than anything else. There's a certain flavor and a certain style which is going to impact the way that you do. That Rabbi Shemaya here is a quote at least, but that's Yadua. It's an amazing, amazing interaction. Because again, of course, all right, we're gonna dig here a little bit. But Ke'adua, the Magid of Mezrich, was a major, major Talmid Chacham. He went to the Baal Shem for the first time. He was hesitant. Ke'adua, should he go to the Baal Shem? Should he not go to the Baal Shem? He wasn't sure where he was really at. And the Magid decides he's going to go to the Baal Shem Tov. And he goes to the Baal Shem, and the first day he's there, whatever the Maisa goes, the Baal Shem just tells him like a short kind of like a Maisa, and he's like, whatever, come back the next day, short Maisa. And the Magid's like, this is a bitul Torah. It's a waste of time. I'm going to leave here. I'm not interested in this at all. He was a real, real serious Talmid Chacham. He decides he's leaving Mezrich. He's leaving from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem sends a messenger for the Magid. And he calls the Magid and says, can you please come in and learn for a second? So the Baal Shem says to the Magid as follows. He says, you learn Shas? Like, you're good in Torah Shabbat Peh? He says, yeah, I'm good in that. He says, you learn Kabbalah? He says, I'm also, yeah, I got Kabbalah. So the Baal Shem says, can you please interpret for me? Can you say Pshat in this section, this paragraph from Kisvei Ha'ari? Can you interpret it for me? I want to know what's there. So the Magid reads Kisvei Ha'ari and he gives a Pshat. And the Baal Shem says, it's not Pshat. Can you try again, just a little bit harder? So the Magid, again, looks at it, and he says over the same thing, that is Pshat, I'm telling you, that's what's going on here. And the Baal Shem says, it's not. And the Magid says, so you tell me what Pshat is, and we'll talk it out, and we'll see what it is. And at that moment, the Baal Shem starts to read from Kisvei Ha'ari. Again, it's a beautiful Maisa. And he reads from, it's actually, the Tafka impacted me a lot, this Maisa. He reads from Kisvei Ha'ari. And what happens, says the Magid, is the following. The angels that we're reading about in Kisvei Ha'ari, they come into the room. And the Torah that we're learning about the fire of Torah, I see fire there. The room becomes alive. It's experiential. That when he starts reading these Sfarim, and he starts talking about ideas, it becomes alive. It has, said the Magid, the Baal Shem said, you were right as far as what Pshat is, but there was no Neshama there. There wasn't the Pnimius that was present. So the Magid decided from then on, okay, he's my guy. He's my Rebbe. For Rabbi Shemaya, what the Olam calls Sodos HaTorah is Lav Dafka Sodos HaTorah. Or, using that Twisted Lachem theme, what the Olam calls Ian, Lav Dafka is really called Ian. That it's not about the text that you are learning. It is not about the words or the Sefer or the person who wrote it. It's about the way in which you do it. The most explicit example of that, Derech Agav Lada'ati, is this thing called Musar Seder. Is Musar Seder called Musar Seder? Is Musar Seder not called Musar Seder? The fact that you have a Mesil Yesharim or an Olam Hamidos or a Shari Tshuva open while you are learning that, is that called Musar Seder? That is called learning a Musar text. Is that called Musar Seder? So the question is, what does the room look like when you're learning it? What does the room look like? What's the content of the conversation? It's alive. It gets real. We're talking about self-improvement and growth. We're talking about things, or we are being messiahim a text. You know, I remember a guy was coming over, like, okay, so what should I learn now? I'm like, from Musa Seder. So I was like, okay, what have you like seen already? He's like, I've already finished like Mesil Sharim, Shari Tshuva, you know, Orchas Tzadikim, and whatever. And I was thinking like, that's not called, I mean, that's called, it's a good limud, and you have to have bekiyas in these farms. Shari Tshuva is a really important sefer. Mesil Sharim is a really important sefer. I'm not sure I would call that Musar Seder. I don't know if I would. And one of the biggest Torahs here of Rabbi Shemaya is that it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. That the text does not define what you are learning. The text does not define what it looks like. Morning Seder is filled with that sometimes. I'm learning Tosfos. Okay, that was called Bekiyas or Ian. Well, it's Tosfos. It was called Bekiyas or Ian. You read Tosfos. You learned Tosfos. The verb we use is sometimes intriguing. You know, you saw a Rashba and a Ritva, or you really were analyzing a Rashba and a Ritva. What does it look like when you're learning that? For Rabbi Shemaya, that becomes the real Hagdara of what's called Pnimiyas HaTorah. The real Hagdara is a Torah which is alive with a Neshama, with a degree of depth, with a degree of soul, that when you're reading about it, it's alive. When you're reading about it, the room has there's an energy which is present. I had this conversation with so many people who are choosing Shiurim now, you know, for next year, YU, where they're going to be. So you talk about sometimes, you know, is it helpful if I listen to a Shiur? The answer is, sure, it's helpful if I listen to a Shiur, just know one thing. you will not feel the energy or the vibe in the room at that moment. You know, when the Baal Shem is reading it, is reading that piece, Kisvei Ari, do you, is the angels on the recording? You know, when that gets uploaded to, you know, to Torah Anytime or whatever else they're putting it on. Like, do you hear the angels in the room? Do you feel the fire in the room? You hear the recording, but live, that's what Rabbi Nachman speaks a lot about, the difference between a Torah Miksav and a Torah Shebaal Peh, a Torah where you're really there, or a Torah where you're not. Rav Moshe Shapira, Zichron Levracha, had a wildly sharp line, which we're not going to say over, about the difference between people who are Talmidim. When a guy said to him once, I'm a Talmud from the recordings. You know, it's not a thing. You know, his line was very sharp, but it's not real. It's not the same thing. There's a presence. There's a feeling of neshama, which is very, very real. He said you can learn a lot of things through a text. That requires it to be a little bit of a pe'el pe'adaberbo. It requires a little bit of interactions. It can't be. It's not gufa. It can't be external. It can't be superficial. There has to be a degree of depth, an environment, an experience which is there, and that becomes the difference between what it is and what it isn't. And what it isn't, says Richard Meyer as follows. Hine, Masha Olam is from Lag BaOmer Tavshin Samach Vav. Hine, Masha Olam Lomdim Sodas HaTorah. He says, why is it? You have people who are learning Kabbalah. Ve'enam Zochim LeKabbal HaOr Shel Sodas HaTorah. But they're not getting the light of Sodas HaTorah. They're not getting the impact of it. Ein Zeh Bechlal Limud Kabbalah. They're sitting there with the Zohar open. It's not called learning Kabbalah. Composed of Deeper Bekacho Bahasum. The Bahasum used to say that all those people who learn but aren't Mamshech the Or, that's called learning Nigla. It's a good hakdama to one day be able to learn it. But they're learning nigla. Just like a guy who can sit again in morning seder with a tosfos open, and it's called bekiyas. Or a guy can sit in a musar seder, and it's called reading, you know, ethical texts. But it's not called learning musar. And I think it's an intriguing thing, because often, a greater predictor for what Torah is supposed to be is not just what you are, the text of what you're learning, but the experience which is there, the experience. Dov Zinger, you know, Dov Zinger points out, I think it's in the Sefer and Tefillah, I think it's the Gemara Megillah has it right in the Chaf Aleph in the Talmud Torah context. We call Shmona Esrei in Halacha often, not based on the words that you say. We call Shmona Esrei the Amida. We call it based on your posture. Because sometimes what's more definitional, sometimes what better highlights or expresses what you're doing is not the content of what you're saying, but the way in which your body is positioned, that you're sitting like this during davening, that's in many ways, that's an ikker. The way that you stand, the way that you are. It's what the Gemara speaks about in Megillah and the Chaf Aleph, like, I think it's Chaf Aleph, that when you, that it used to be the way that they would stand and the way they would sit when they learn, and Batla Kavra Torah, and now it looks a little bit different in the way that we stand and the way that we sit. Your posture indicates a whole lot for what you're doing, not the content, but where you are, how you're positioned, what your attitude is, and the way in which you're doing it. That part of cultivating, and here's a yisod. If Lag BaOmer is a tkufa, again, massively complicated in this particular institution, which is not for right now, but if Lag BaOmer is a tkufa, which in a certain sense is also about depth, it's also about sod, it's also about digging, it's not about whether you open a Zohar or not, certainly on one level, it is really about to do with an orientation towards Torah. A Torah in which you are mamshech ha'or. A Torah in which the light of Torah is one that is going to matter. A Torah which has neshama or doesn't have a neshama. A Torah which is a musar seder, which is I'm reading a text, or this really is life. It really is. It's a bechina of kehem chayenu. It's a bechina of the or of Torah, the light of Torah, being something which is able to come. He says there are people who they learn, and it's very external. It's a bechina of dimyon. It's like an imagine. It's I'm thinking about it, and I can explore it, but I'm not really feeling it. And there's an element of Talmud Torah, in particular in the realm here, which is about a degree of depth. It's about a degree of understanding. It's about being able to dig a little bit, to be able to bring that in a very, very real, in a very real way. And that's a challenge. And for Richard Meyer, and here's an important point, one who does this sees less machlokas in the world. Sees less machlokas in the world. That the more you're able to dig deeper and the more you're able to experience things, the more I can appreciate how there are lots of things in this world that all fit together. And they all bring a certain light. And they all bring a certain shaychus to Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more that things are purely external, the more all I see is machlokas. Just like you have that in learning sometimes. Different Darchei Halimut for sure. But sometimes on a superficial level, I see machlokas in Tovus and the Ramban. And sometimes it's a very fundamental machlokas. But sometimes the deeper that you dig, you see the machlokas in Tovus and the Ramban is actually a little bit more subtle than I thought it was. And there may be an underlying yesod that is very, very much present. That is very much present. But it requires a bit of a deeper understanding. And for Vitzer Meyer, this is a core component of his thinking. This is not true, I think, for all at all. But for Vitzer Meyer, a core part of his thinking is the more that you learn things with a degree of depth, the more that you will see singularity, the more that you will see a oneness in your learning. But again, not based on the text that you learn, but based on how you are learning that you are learning. You know, what exactly are you, what does it look like? I don't know if you've ever like seen this sometimes, but I mean, you can see a person. Again, I'm a believer for sure that posture gives away. I have bad posture in general, which is, as you know, my wife has pointed out, is a terrible usage of my height to begin with. You know, like I can't get away with that the same way. But posture, you see a guy learning sometimes, and you see the way that he's standing or the way that he's sitting and the way it looks like. And that tells you a lot about, you can see sometimes, and you know, it's like if you want to know if a guy's learning Ian or Bakia, it's a way of saying it. Is not based on the Sanford's open in front of him. It has to do with when you look at his face, what do you see? You know, like, what do you see? Like, what kind of, like, you see the conversation. You see how much it's alive. It's a reading. It's deeper. And what exactly, you know, your nigla is my nigla is your nister. You know, what exactly does that look like is certainly a dominant part of what is of what is taking place. And those who are able to really tap in, says Vitzer Meyer, those are people that are able to really consistently feel a degree of shaychus because they're mamshech something into them. It's a Torah with neshama that stays with you much more. A Torah which is external, so external things go away. External things go away. Something which is less external, so that becomes part of you. Like we know from so many of the Sfarim, Sfas Emes at length, in Torah Shebichsav, there's a cloth and there are osios. In Torah Shebaalpeh, there's Torah Shebaalpeh and I am the cloth. And that I have the ability to become a Chefta Shel Torah in that way. Like Chazal speak about the Gemara on Shabbos, a walking Sefer Torah. That's why Chazal say, you know, that you, Soloveitchik spoke about this, you know, this idea at length, that you tear Kriya, you know, and Adam Gadol also, you know, who passes away, it has to do with that a little bit also, of people being able to become that, to become that. So, Be'ezra Hashem, Sotos Torah certainly means Kabbalah also, but a lot of it has to do more with the way in which you learn something, the way in which you relate to it. And I think in general, it's always kedai when you're thinking about a particular slot, what does that look like, not on an external level? What does it look like, lemaisa? What does it actually look like to learn a Musar Seder or an Ian Seder, to learn in a way which is with a degree of depth? Not to get too caught up in, that's a pshat thing. What's really going on? There's a whole lot which is there. And Be'ezra Hashem, to be able to taste the elements of Pnimiyas HaTorah, could be something which is massively worthwhile. Have a great rest of your day.